over 50s only.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, refuse workers in Birmingham have voted to reject an offer from the city's council, described as totally inadequate, to end the long-running bin strike. The army's been brought in to help tackle the public health emergency, but Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner says soldiers won't be collecting rubbish.
There's no boots on the ground, let me be very clear. We've deployed a couple of army logistics to help with the logistical operation of clearing up the rubbish. We've got over two-thirds of the rubbish cleared off the streets now. This week we'll start to see cleaning of the pavements and streets as well as the clearance of all of that rubbish.
The City Council says its door remains open. Officials from the GMB union say the next couple of days are vital to ensuring the survival of Scunthorpe's British Steel plant. They're hopeful materials to keep the blast furnaces going will arrive within the next 48 hours. A former parliamentary aide to Rishi Sunak, a Tory member of the Welsh Parliament and a police officer are among 15 people charged with betting offences. The Gambling Commission's been investigating wagers placed on the timing of last year's general election. Inmates in separation and close supervision centres are being denied access to prison kitchens. The Prison Officers Association says guards at Franklin Jail in County Durham had hot cooking oil poured over them and were stabbed with improvised weapons on a Saturday. Katy Perry says she feels super connected to love after blasting into space and back.
This experience has shown me you never know how much love is inside of you, like how much love you have to give and how loved you are until the day you launch.
The singer was one of six women on an 11-minute flight and treated them to a version of What a Wonderful World. It's the first all-women crew since the 60s, but that was a solo mission. In the city, a short time ago, the FTSE 100 was trading up 170 points at 81.34. The pound bought $1.32 and €1.16. And the weather cloudy in most areas tonight, with showers moving east, clearer in the northwest with a frost and a low of 5. The northwest will see some sunshine tomorrow, but it's cloudy with showers in most other areas and a high of 17. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Glorious music to see you through this Monday afternoon. It's Margarita Taylor with Debussy's Sweet Bergamask on the way. But first from Pachelbel, that Canon in D.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
Passipede from Debussy's Sweet Bergamask, played by Stephen Osborne, and before the City of London Symphonia with Pachelbel's Canon in D. Now, a birthday celebration for one much-loved musician on the way, but first a piece of music that in Germany is often nicknamed the Salomon Symphony. Here in London, or the UK, one of the London Symphonies, one of the 12 that Joseph Haydn composed when he was living in the City of London. And they were called the Salomon Symphonies in Germany because it was Johann Peter Salomon who had organised Joseph Haydn's two tours of the capital city. From that 104th symphony, it's the fourth movement I have for you next, the Australian Chamber Orchestra with the music of Joseph Haydn. the Australian Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Richard Tognetti, with a finale of Joseph Haydn's 104th Symphony, inspired by his visits here to the UK. Now, a birthday celebration for a much-loved musician. Performing around the world for over 50 years, he's recorded 50 works and now, or recently, made Emeritus Professor of Performing Arts at Birmingham City University. Julian Lloyd-Webber also continues to be a champion of young talent here at Classic FM, celebrating our rising stars and very much spotting the bright talent that will be lighting up the classical world for many years to come. So happy birthday today to Julian Lloyd-Webber, 74 today. Here he performs for us with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and he's playing a work that his brother composed.
Thank you.
Music of the Night from Phantom of the Opera by Andrew Lloyd Webber, played by his brother Julian, celebrating his 74th birthday today. Many happy returns from all the team at Classic FM. Julian performing with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Barry Wordsworth. Now, hi to Colin in Dundee, who's emailed to say, Margarita, just had to share, just arrived home to hear the third movement of the Bruch Scottish Fantasy you played earlier. Brought back lovely memories of a Dundee Symphony Orchestra performance, St Andrew's Night. It was a great concert. Thank you for the music. And hi to Jude, who's got in touch on the text 61812 about the Dvorak that I played earlier, a real favourite of Jude's. Thank you for sharing where you're listening to the music, what you're up to on this Monday afternoon as we journey towards the evening on Classic FM. Mendelssohn's Fourth Symphony on the way, but first from Rossini, it's the Overture to the Silken Ladder.
Thank you.
The overture to Rossini's The Silken Ladder, the National Academy of St. Cecilia Orchestra, conducted by Antonio Pappano. Now, if you're planning on travelling over the Easter break, or maybe you're on the move right now, you can take Classic FM with you wherever you go on the official app Global Player. And of course, you can ask your smart speaker when you get there to play Classic FM. For the journey, if you're moving right now, Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony on the way. And to make sure the trip is as smooth as possible, Tim Humphrey has your traffic and travel update, 5:30. Details next.
Classic FM.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Classic FM Travel.
There are long delays in Cheshire on the M6 northbound because of recovery work after a lorry caught fire between Junction 22, Newton Le Willows, and Junction 23 for Haydock. There are queues in Bristol on the M4 westbound. A car's broken down between Junction 19, the M32, and Junction 20 for the M5. A sticky situation in Hampshire. The A27 eastbound is closed because of emergency repairs after a spillage of cooking oil between Havant and Chichester. Long queues there. And there are delays in Falkirk on the M876 southbound because a car's broken down at Junction 1, Denny. On the trains, Avanti West Coast and London North Western have delays of up to 40 minutes between London Euston and Milton Keynes Central. That's after an earlier investigation.
Classic FM. Thank you.
first movement of Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony, the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by John Elliott Gardiner. And that's such a favourite in the current Classic FM Hall of Fame. So is the piece I have for you next. And the Shostakovich Jazz Suite number 2, it's the Waltz 2 that I've got for you on the way. Of course, the Hall of Fame getting underway this coming Friday at 9. And for 4 days over Easter, we will play 300 pieces that you have voted for. Just starting to crack into that excitement now that it's not long to go before we get into that brand new chart. And I hope you can join us for that. And of course, well, it's going to be quite a weekend.
Football scores. And film scores. The best of ballet. And boardroom blunders. The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 has it all this Easter weekend.
Join us as we count down the greatest classical music as voted for by you.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Starts Friday morning at 9. Classic FM.
Elena's Bolero on Classic FM, the music of Verdi, played by Clara Dent, who also led the Mendelssohn Chamber Orchestra Leipzig.
Classic FM.
Alison Balsam and the Pinnock Players, directed by Trevor Pinnock, with Albinoni's Oboe Concerto in D minor. And before, we heard from Shostakovich, the Jazz Suite No. 2, Waltz 2, performed by the Philharmonic Orchestra on Classic FM of Radio France, directed by Paavo Järvi. Now, William Walton Crown Imperial on the way after 6 to take us towards 6. Catch a Cheerian. Thank you. third movement of Khachaturian's Masquerade Suite, the Armenian Philharmonic Orchestra playing on Classic FM, where William Walton's Crown Imperial ready to play after Tim brings us the latest news headlines at 6. They're next.
Classic FM.
It was an Easter tradition that started when we were kids. Mum and Dad hiding eggs in our garden. And when me and my brother had children of our own, it continued, even when Dad was no longer with us. This year will be no different. Mum watching her grandchildren hunt for eggs in the same garden. Because thanks to Home Instead, she's still in the family home, creating new memories. Find out more at homeinstead.co.uk, award-winning home care you can trust.
Thanks to their unique boutique spirit, there really is nothing quite like a Saga River Cruise. There are the elegantly designed Spirit ships, the all-inclusive dining, and of course, Saga's carefully selected excursions. You know, they'll even drive you to and from the airport with their nationwide chauffeur service.
How long now, Charles?
Oh, half an hour.
Marvellous. Search Saga River Cruises. Experience is everything. 2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply, over 50s only.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Carrot FM. It's time for another listener's letter. Dear Valent Hare, I need to replace my old inefficient heating system. Where should I start? Easy. You start with Valent. From efficient gas boilers to low-carbon heat pumps, Valent do it all. So what are you waiting for? Hop to it. Sorry, I'm a hare. It can't be helped. Valent.co.uk. The sign for the right heating decision.
Buying a home on a holiday park was the retreat you always wanted. But then came unexpected site fee increases. And that was before the dramatic loss in value. If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, you may have been missold. Holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive thousands in compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900. That's ADVICE to 78900.
Thanks to their unique boutique spirit, there really is nothing quite like a Saga River Cruise. There are the elegantly designed Spirit ships, the all-inclusive dining, and of course, Saga's carefully selected excursions. You know, they'll even drive you to and from the airport with their nationwide chauffeur service.
How long now, Charles?
Oh, half an hour.
Marvellous. Search Saga River Cruises. Experience is everything. 2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply, over 50s only.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, Birmingham's bin crisis is dragging on. Refuse workers have rejected a deal to end the all-out strike, which has lasted for more than a month. Anne Kassab is from the Unite Union.
The proposal from the employers was completely and utterly inadequate. It still included a pay cut. It included a sharp cliff-edge drop in pay for our members. Unfortunately, the biggest thing about the proposal is what it didn't include.
The council says the outcome of the vote is incredibly disappointing. Rishi Sunak's closest parliamentary aide when he was Prime Minister has been charged with betting offences. Former MP Craig Williams is one of 15 people accused of cheating in relation to the timing of last year's general election. Union officials say they're hopeful materials needed to keep furnaces burning at Scunthorpe will arrive in the next 48 hours. The government's taken control of British Steel's plant and appointed interim executives to try to secure its future. Lewis Goodall from the News Agents podcast visited Scunthorpe recently and